Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're going to be talking about a topic that's very close to my heart and something that has defined my worldview and something that I hope will give you some food for thought. You know, normally on this show, we have videos we want to play, we have articles to get into, but today, I want to have more of a heart-to-heart conversation. I'm not big on emotion, so I will attempt to keep my reactions as professional as possible. But my friends, you know what? I cannot keep silent. I've hinted at this over the course of almost a year that we've been doing this show. And you know what? I think it's time that I really take out all the stops, because I firmly believe that the Christian church especially, and they're not the only ones guilty of this by any means. However, I've seen this the most because I've encountered it the most. And the more I see it, the more adamantly I have opinions and feelings and theories about why it's happening and what I can do to fix it. Now you might be asking me, well, Austin, what are you even talking about? What is happening? Well, in my opinion, the church has abandoned young men. If we look back at history, going all the way back to the early days of the Catholic Church, the church operated in very close to the tenets of Judaism in a lot of ways, which is, in my opinion, fantastic. But you know what's very interesting is what feminism, and I'm not going to blame just feminism because anybody can do that. This isn't an inherent diss towards feminism. But the effects that feminism has had on Christianity, the fact that weak men are running the church, and we need to approach this from one specific angle. I'm not going to argue what the scriptures inherently say. I don't proclaim to be a theologian, okay? I didn't go to theology school, I don't have a seminary degree, but what I do have is a degree in common sense. And my degree in common sense says, wait a second, in the modern church today, we glorify this idea of purity culture. We say, hey, you know what? It would be fantastic if men and women were virgins when they got married and whatnot. And to an extent, that is still true. Here's the problem. I think I need to give a history lesson to people who maybe they didn't study this, whether they haven't studied at church or at school, or they didn't explore this concept. I'm going to really break this down for the ignorant people in the audience today. You see, there's this thing in Jewish culture called their bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. And it was a ceremony similar to many others in multiple cultures throughout the world, of a boy and a girl going from a boy to a man, and from a woman, a girl to a woman. And for some reason, they had this tradition. And this tradition was meant to signify that you were no longer a child and that you were now an adult in the eyes of society. And with becoming an adult, you were given a stake in society. You were given a reason to provide something to society. You were given a reward for being a good contributing member of society. And today, obviously, because we live a lot longer, because back in the day, the age of mortality was like 35 to 40 for the average person, and maybe 50 to 60 if you were a king or an emperor, and had access to good health care. But today, we live into our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, sometimes if you're lucky, even 100. So with that, we've extended the clock. Instead of getting married at 13, 15, 16, we're now getting married at 25 to 30. Average age of marriage, according to what I've seen, is 25. Back in the day, if you got married at 25, you were old. You were old, dude. Especially if you were a woman, you were old. But for some reason today, we want people to follow the same rules. People used to get married at the ages 13, 15, 17. Now, we want people to not have sex. We want people to not be, even though We are exposed. Puberty hasn't changed. People still go through puberty, preteens, early teenage years. But yet, for some reason now, we need to live 10 years to 15 years hating ourselves, fighting ourselves, day in, day out, every day. And even if you as a man fight that fight and you win, what do you actually win? A woman who's pretending like she's a virgin even though she's not. They used to actually have to prove. Back in the day, Hey, look. I know you're already offended. So if you're offended, you probably left the show already. But if you actually want to learn something, you might want to give some food for thought. If you're a pastor, if you're a pastor's kid, you know what I'm talking about. This whole idea of purity culture, they have the same idea. You need to hold the same ideals, but they don't give you the reward. Back in the day, if you were a man and you followed the rules that the people in power put in place, you were rewarded for good behavior. You were rewarded for following the rules. You were rewarded for giving to society. Today, that's expected of you. You don't get rewarded for doing things like that anymore. No. No, you're expected to be a good man. You're expected to provide for a woman. You're expected to give to your community. That's not rewarded. That's the bare minimum today. But back in the day, no, it wasn't. Back in the day, they said, instead of having these delinquents, these drug users, instead of allowing teenage kids to go out here and act the goddamn fool, we're gonna give them an outlet for their sexual energy called a husband or a wife, and then we're gonna put them to work for society. We're gonna give them a slot in society, and then we're gonna give them something to put that energy of youth into. But today, no, we don't get married till 25 to 30. And even if you do get married as a man, statistically, you're going to end up in a sexless marriage or divorced. Your kids are going to get taken from you. And you're going to go back to square one. And if anything happens, it's your fault. And you did something wrong. Now, I'm not saying every person has that experience. I am saying if you look at statistical data, that is what you're liable to experience as the average man living in a Western country. Now, back in the day, divorce was not allowed. In fact, if you want to look at the Old Testament with the Torah, which is where Judaism and Islam and Christianity all come from, if we want to look back at the source, they allowed multiple marriages to prevent divorce because divorce destroys communities. And they didn't want people back in these streets to ruin other people's marriages. Uh-oh. Yeah. Back in the day, if you were 30, you probably got married about 13 to 15 years old, and now your kids were getting about that age, and so you were about to become grandparents ages 30 to 35. Today, you're lucky if you're even married and have at least one kid who's a baby, not even grandkids. No, I'm not saying we need to return to those days. We can't, quite frankly. But what I am saying is, why are we trying to use the same playbook, the same expectations thousands of years ago, if we don't live the same culture and we can't apply it? And not only we can't apply it, there's nothing to gain, or you can't guarantee anybody any reward for it. There's an old saying that says, you'll attract more flies with honey than with vinegar. But yet, for some reason, we're shocked when nobody wants to take the vinegar. You don't want the bare minimum? You don't want to just give for free? What? That's disgusting. How could you? You're a bad man. If you want to be a good man, you need to just give everybody everything for free. And then if you ever want anything in return, you better check yourself, sir, because how dare you want anything? You as a man, you're just supposed to give and give and give, and if I want to give you something in return when I feel like it, I might do that. But otherwise, so what? You're a man. You took the short straw. Guess what? Too bad. I'm a woman. You're supposed to provide for me. What else are you good for? Yeah, there are people out here saying that on the internet. Oh, I'm not saying that. We need to adopt the theology and everything that we see in Iran and Saudi Arabia and whatnot. But if you look at those cultures, and I'm not romanticizing them, please stop it. I'm telling you, They have the standard for the men and the women, and they enforce that. They have a system to support the expectations that are put on them. They don't just say, do that, and then, oh, you wanted something? Well, good luck. You ain't getting nothing from me. No. And on top of it, the men who follow these rules, what do they actually get? A woman who's been lying, ran through, been through Pookie, Chad, Tyrone, and suddenly found God. The Mary Magdalene woman who's been a complete whore, comes out in the streets, kisses Jesus' feet, and all of a sudden wants to be, oh, I'm holy now. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah, buddy. No, I'm out here and I'm going to find me a dump. A good man. And even though I'm used to guys who are exciting, maybe I got down with a drug dealer in high school, maybe I did this, that, and the other thing, so what? Changed person now. How dare you? You can't judge me now. Don't judge me, or I'm gonna call you out. But if you as a man, you want anything, what? You are a dirty animal, sir. You better check yourself right now. Hey, yeah, that's what you're talking to you, sir. Yeah, you better check yourself. How dare you? You're a bad man. No. I get to decide what's good for you, not you. You don't think for yourself. That's my job, think for you. Sound familiar? No, I understand people are going to think that, oh, I'm just projecting and whatnot. No. I am telling an unfortunate reality that I know a lot of men are too scared to even talk about. Because guess what? If you as a man, if you want to actually act the way you are biologically programmed to act, then that makes you a bad person. If you want to hold people accountable, that makes you a bad person. If you want to actually win in life and not just help other people win while you lose, you're a bad man. If you want to be out here and not just give everything away for free that you earn, you're a bad man. If you don't want to just sit in a marriage and hate your life while you say yes, dear, for 50 years, you're a bad man. I'm not making this up. And it's sad to me. Where is the time when men were rewarded for doing things? No, I'm not saying that you need to give them a paycheck. I'm saying that there was a time when men were rewarded by their wives, by the other men in society. There was a time when you as a man gave something to society, and society gave you something back in return for your investment. It's like any good stock, bond, or anything else. You pay for the stock gives you a return. But today, if you expect a return on your investment, you're a bad person all of a sudden. All of a sudden, if I want to dedicate years of my life and I want to sacrifice and whatnot for your sake, that's expected. You want a reward? No, you're supposed to just do nice things for free. You're supposed to just sacrifice and give up on things for free. Why? Why am I expected to do things for free? Why am I expected to say, hey, you know what? I'll take this raw deal. Yeah, I'll be a workhorse and not even get sugar cubes at the end of it. Yeah. See, and even if there was the fulfillment at the end of the rainbow, I wouldn't be doing the show today. Even if at the end of it, you know, I got to live the life that my grandpa lived, or my father is even living, God bless him. The problem is today, gentlemen, with social media and quasi-feminism within everybody, feminism is like a demon inside every woman. You got to exercise that to see how much of it's there, because it's there. Whether 10% or 100%, it's there, sir. And at any point in time, she can pull that plug on you and you get disconnected from the community that you've built. You get disconnected from the men who would support you. You get pulled out. And then all of a sudden, you see the hard realities of life. And I'm not telling you this to tell you you shouldn't do the quote-unquote good Christian thing or be a good man. But if you're okay with getting scraps, if you're okay with getting pretty much nothing in return for all your sacrifice, if you want to keep funneling your money into a system that literally does not care about you, go right ahead. I won't stop you. But what's stopping you from saying, you know what? You're right. I'm not gaining anything by doing this. And even if I'm gaining something right now, that thing could be taken away from me at any point in time. I can wake up tomorrow, my wife could tell me she don't love me, take my kids, take out my stuff, and I'm living on the street in my car. That can't happen to you. Right now, tomorrow, next week. Can. Will it? I don't know. But it can. So what's stopping you from saying, wait, hold on a second. I could either roll the dice and hope for a Yahtzee, or I could decide, you know what? Maybe I could be a biblical bachelor. Maybe I can decide my own philosophy. Maybe I can do something that actually benefits me. And then when I start to win, I can then give back on my terms, not on the terms of people who just expect me to give and die on the cross for their sins. It was hard enough for God himself to die on the cross, and yet I was supposed to do it every day? He only did it once, and I was supposed to do it every day? Why? Why? Oh, because I'm a good man. Oh, right. You see how this doesn't really make any sense? Nobody does anything for free. They want something in return, even if it's a fraction of what they gave you. They want something. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is where people try to negotiate. Oh, well, it used to be this way, but it's this way now. So if I just negotiate for this and then this and the other thing, I can haggle my way and do all that. No, it doesn't work that way. You can't negotiate intimacy. You can't negotiate attraction. You can't negotiate for things like that. It just doesn't work. I wish I could tell you it does. It just doesn't work. So at the end of the day, the church has abandoned young men because they'll sell them down the river. They'll try to brainwash them and convince them that being a guy who gives everything and gets nothing in return for all the sacrifice, all the hard work, all the labor, all the dedication, you're lucky if you get anything back in return. And even if you're getting it right now, there's no guarantee you'll get it next week, next year, next 10 years, and it could be taken away from you plus tax. If foreclose on you at any point, default, break that contract any point in time, and you're stuck holding the bill. Now, if you're okay with that, go right ahead. But I'm telling you, there are other options out here. Counter to what Matt Walsh might tell you, shout out to Matt Walsh, apparently, we don't provide, guys on this side of the internet, we don't provide solutions. Oh, I have a solution. Wrote a book, Biblical Bachelor. You want kids? Talked about it. You want to live a fulfilling life? I talked about it. You want to grow your net worth? I put it in there. I put everything in there for you. You want companionship? Put it in there. I have solutions. Problem is, people want me to make their solution work, and I'm telling you, the only one who can make you do that is you. I'm here to help you if I can. But at the end of the day, you can't walk in and sign a raw deal and then expect to renegotiate that later. It doesn't work. My friends, I didn't try to depress you today. My main point was that I want you to realize what you're signing up for. If you're trying to be a, quote, traditional Christian man, that's what you're signing up for. And you're getting exploited. You're getting sheared. The shepherds are shearing you, my friends. And it's time you stood up. And it's time you stopped signing up to get sheared. And you start saying, wait a minute. Hold on just a dang minute. What am I actually getting from this? Is this actually benefiting me, my goals, my aspirations in life? And if the answer is no, have the courage to walk away. Have the courage. Grow some horns. And walk away from the herd. Speaking of herd, I encourage you to question everything you heard today. I encourage you to decide for yourself whether you agree or disagree with any of the points I raised today. My friends, I encourage you to think for yourself. I encourage you to open your mind to new possibilities and to have the courage to make your own way. I know I probably made a lot of you uncomfortable, unhappy, because I triggered the brainwashing programming. I get it. But my friends, I encourage you to not just be a lemming, not be a sheep. Go out there and think for yourself. I'm out. Take care of yourselves. Peace.